Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the...
Okay, everybody, I want you to listen to something about gun control here real quick, because that's a very important topic here right now. That's what's going on, gun control. So I want you to listen to something here real quick, and then we're going to start making some calls. I may call the sheriff down in Florida here tonight. Hopefully I can get his phone number. I'm researching it now, that sheriff that was on CNN last night. I got some questions for that department. Oh, it's going to be a great show. So just listen up and just listen to this little rant here real quick. 14 minutes. It's about gun control. You'll like it. Trust me, I've played it before.
It's an issue you know I care passionately about. So here is my position, loud and clear. I'm in favor of a nationwide ban on military-style semi-automatic assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. I want to close the gun show loopholes and require private dealers to run background checks on buyers at gun shows. And I'd like to see the president increase federal funding for mental health treatment for all Americans who need it. I think these are entirely reasonable reactions to the outrages that have occurred in America over the last few months. But tonight, I'll go head-to-head with a man who actually wants to deport me for having these very views. And over 104,000 Americans apparently agree with him.
Pierce, I can't say how much I agree with your opinion and what you've stated previously. I appreciate you having your First Amendment right, and I am glad you're speaking out, because that's exactly what we need.
Anyone who's watched this show over the past few weeks knows I've taken a pretty strong stand on guns in America. It's not escaped the notice of supporters of gun rights, and it's led to a petition on the White House official website, no less. It's entitled, and I quote, "Deport British Citizen Piers Morgan for attacking Second Amendment." Take a look. More than 104,000 people have signed it so far. And joining me now is one of the people behind the petition, Alex Jones. He's host of the Alex Jones Show. Welcome to you.
Pierce, thanks for having me.
Why do you want to deport me?
Well, we did it as a way to bring attention to the fact that we have all of these foreigners and the Russian government, the official Chinese government. Mao said political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. He killed about 80 million people because he's the only guy that had the guns. So we did it to point out that this is globalism, and the mega banks that control the planet and brag that they've taken over in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you name it, brag that they're going to get our guns as well. They've taken everybody's guns but the Swiss and the American people. And when they get our guns, they can have their world tyranny. While the government buys 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles, tanks, helicopters, predator drones, armed, now in U.S. skies, being used to arrest people in North Dakota, the Second Amendment isn't there for duck hunting. It's there to protect us from tyrannical government and street thugs. Take the women in India. Your piece earlier on CNN I was watching during Anderson Cooper's show didn't tell you that the women of India have signed giant petitions to get firearms because the police can't and won't protect them. The answer is, hey, wait a minute, I have FBI crime statistics that come out a year late, 2011. 20%+ crime drop in the last 9 years. Real violent crime, because more guns means less crime. Britain took the guns 15, 16 years ago. Tripling of your overall violent crime. True, we have a higher gun violence level, but overall mugging, stabbings, deaths, those men raped that woman in India to death with an iron rod 4 feet long. You can't ban the iron rods. The guns, the iron rods, Pierce, didn't do it. The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand? That's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns. My family in the Texas Revolution against Santa Anna, my family was at the core on both sides starting that, because Santa Anna came to take the guns at Gonzales, Texas. Pierce, don't try what your ancestors did before. Why don't you come to America? I'll take you out shooting. You can become an American and join the Republic.
You finished?
Yes, I am finished. You will not take my right. You go through background checks to get guns. How about Prozac? You know the number one. Oh, that's a big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now, because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is give more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, Bud.
It's fine, Bud. How many gun murders were there in America last year? Do you know?
There were about 11,458, and about 74% of those were gang-related, gangbangers shooting each other. You get 3,500 to 4,000.
Okay, that wasn't the
case. How many people died from infections in hospitals? 197,000.
Let me just ask you a second.
That's right.
How many gun murders were there in Britain?
How many great white sharks?
No, how many
kill people every year, but they're scared to swim?
Right. How many gun murders were there in Britain?
A very low amount. I already went over those statistics.
How many, do you know?
It was only a few hundred.
No, no. How many gun murders?
I actually did pull up the statistics. Here, let me pull them out right here. I figured you'd do that.
Gun murders
in
Britain last
year. UK violent crime capital of Europe. London Telegraph. Here, let me give you more.
It's a simple question.
Well, that's the oldest.
You're a very loud man.
That's the oldest Perry Mason tactic to ask me some little factoid.
It's not a little factoid.
I already said earlier.
We're talking about
England has a lot lower gun crime rate because you took all the guns.
Let me try exactly my point.
But you've got hordes of people burning down cities and beating old women's brains out every day.
What a ridiculous thing.
They arrest people in England if they defend themselves. That's on record. My God, you have got a total police state. Everybody's fleeing that country because you've had to flee here, Bud. Why don't you tell folks? Yeah, you fled here. Why don't you go back and face the charges for the hacking scandal?
Answer this question. How many guns?
Why'd you get fired from the Daily Mirror for putting out fake stories? You're a hatchet man of the New World Order.
Okay.
You're a hatchet man. And I want to say this right here. You think you're a tough guy? Have me back with a boxing ring in here, and I'll wear red, white, and blue, and you can wear your Jolly Roger.
Okay.
You know what?
Let's try again. How many gun murders were there?
Oh, you're going to ban your fist now?
In Britain last year.
How many chimpanzees can dance on the head of a pin?
Hmm.
I already went over those statistics.
Do you know the answer?
No, I don't.
You said hundreds.
It's very low.
You said hundreds?
Yes.
It's actually 35.
Well, the point is, you can...
Against 11,000. Do you understand the difference between 11,000
and 35? Yeah, England wants 35. To ban knives now because tens of thousands are getting stabbed.
Right. But do you understand the difference?
The knife doesn't kill people.
Do you understand?
The gun doesn't kill people.
Yes.
Listen,
do you understand between 35
you're not going to pull on America's heartstrings? They know your script, okay? You're not going to get our guns. By the way, you guys always say, we just want to take the semi-autos, okay, and all this other stuff. When semi-autos aren't even, rifles aren't even used, but in a fraction of the crimes, you can pull those numbers up, okay?
Let me ask you one question. Which weapon was predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting?
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Again.
Okay.
But statistically,
question.
It's very, very low.
Do you agree it was the single biggest shooting in the history of America in terms of people hit by a shooter? Do you know that?
No, I believe that there were others.
No,
there's been some other shootings. About over 30.
No, this was the single biggest mass shootings.
Well, listen, you're just there have been bombings of Wall Street.
Let me ask you a second question.
Why can't the pilots have firearms? We trust them to fly the planes.
You've had a lot to say.
No, my point is the Second Amendment is sacrosanct, and you're not getting it.
Do you know which weapon was used in the Oregon shopping mall mass shooting recently?
I understand that people who are mentally ill on all the serotonin reuptake inhibitors who play these shoot-em-up games want to go out and do this.
Alex.
Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights, Pierce. Because there's criminals, I don't lose my rights.
Just answer the question.
Yeah.
Do you know what the weapon used was?
Listen, let me ask you a question.
No, answer.
I've got the FBI statistics that, the so-called semi-autos that you talk
about. Take a break. When we come back.
Again, you're not going to get the guns.
When we come back, try and answer my question.
Yeah, all you're going to do is sit there and play little factoid questions. Overall crime has gone up over 20%.
Back now with Alex Jones. A man says I should be deported for my stand on guns. So, Alex, here's how this is going to work, and it's entirely down to you. I'm going to ask you some questions. In the spirit of a proper debate, and you've had a lot to say so far on the show, a lot of it aimed at me, which is fine. But I want you to try and answer the questions. It's a proper debate, okay? I'm not trying to trip you up.
No, it's not a debate. You're running the show. You bring in your victims up front.
Actually, no.
Look, you got your little note card.
Yeah. Okay.
I just gave you FBI statistics
Fine.
That violent crime and gun crime is down over 20%.
Alex, let me just ask you
And
this.
You want to go to little factoids.
No, they're not little
Anybody
factoids.
Can pull those up. Listen.
Do you know what...
Do you have a bodyguard?
Alex.
Why do you have bodyguards?
I don't have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I've seen you on the news with them.
Don't
you want to protect your wife from hoodlums or you want to call the police?
Let me ask you this question.
Why does Dianne Feinstein until 60
Alex.
Minutes that she plans to try
Alex.
To take Mr. and Mrs. America's guns.
Stop talking over me.
You
Let
guys
me.
Want to disarm all of America.
No, I don't.
Dianne Feinstein's bill does.
I don't.
Gun confiscation.
No, let me clarify for you. You don't seem to understand
First
what
First you register, then you confiscate. It's
no.
always done the same.
Here's what the campaign on this
Well, here, give me your little cue cards and I'll answer your questions for
what
you.
What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for
we
you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Right.
Again, but it's statistically, they're using very low percentage of shooting,
but
period.
Are you seeing
people wouldn't go swimming because the movie Jaws, even though great white sharks kill five people a year.
Alex.
You're trying to scare people.
Let me say something.
There's no metal shark in the water.
The same type of weapon was used in the last three mass shootings.
And Hitler used semi-autos to kill people.
Why would you
not? And so did Mao.
Why would you?
Why is the government arming to the teeth against us?
Alex, I don't
What about Fast and Furious?
Alex.
Why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
To blame the
I
Second Amendment?
I get accused.
Why'd they blow up Building 7 down the street here in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle? Why
I already said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
And that's not the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
Don't commit suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Mm-hmm. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America? Shoot everyone in America.
Yes.
Therefore, have an AR-15 if they want one.
Statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime. Mm-hmm. The highest crime is in Bloomberg.
But you have the most
controlled
guns
areas.
Of any of the 23 richest countries in the world. And you have
11,000 America was born gun on guns and whiskey.
Right.
But it's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but statistically,
that has the most
knives
guns
kill three times more. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Knives, bats, rocks
assault guns.
kill many, many
let's
times
talk,
more.
Alex, let's talk it's about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you
want to
get
AR-15?
Rid of the drugs? Because they're half your sponsors?
No. Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Okay.
Not
Let's
automobile accident, not cancer, not...
You
listen.
Accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about to the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question. Your belief, unless I'm wrong...
First time anybody's ever heard this, by the way.
Your belief, unless I'm wrong, is that under the Second Amendment... Your real concern is that you will be overrun by a tyrannical regime, either from somewhere else.
Yeah, highway checkpoints. Look at Mexico. Total gun ban for the citizens. Highest crime rate in the world. 57,000 people dead the last 5 years. Total gun ban for the citizens.
But you'll make...
Switzerland has the lowest crime rate
Alex,
in Europe.
Alex,
your country
Alex,
has the highest.
Alex, we have 35 gun murders a year. You have 11,000.
People get their brains. It's the higher crime rate.
Let me ask you.
Okay, everybody. Joseph Gibson here, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. That was an interview that we heard earlier, and we posted that before. Area code 541. You're the first caller in line, and I've got a number of other private callers. Matter of fact, I'll just get to my first caller. I don't screen callers. Everybody is 100% live. I don't want to know what you want to talk about. Just let's talk about this issue or whatever issue you want to bring forward today. That was my introduction for the show tonight because the school shooting is the big news out there, and I've got a lot to say about it, and I'm sure everyone else does too. So you get your chance here live on a worldwide radio program. Go ahead, area code 541. Go ahead, you're live on the program. Speak your mind.
Yes, hi, Joseph. Was that a segment from Alex Jones? It sounded like Alex Jones.
Yes, it was a segment from Alex Jones about gun control after the Sandy Hook shooting. I keep that on record because they make a pretty good argument, you know. So what's your opinion? Whatever you got to say, I don't screen callers, so what's on your mind and where are you calling from, just out of curiosity?
Well, 541 is an Oregon number, but I'm actually not in Oregon. I'm calling you from Latin America. So,
okay,
thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Well, thank you, and I hope that the call sticks because I have a lot of problems with calls. They drop a lot. So basically, you know, the issue, the concerns about a level playing field, that we should be able to protect ourselves from, you know, a tyrannical government, I think that is an absolutely valid concern. But that being said, our government, and that would be the U.S. government, has weapons that far exceed the ability of our little pea shooters to protect ourselves from. For example, what good is a gun against a biological or chemical weapon? There are other levels of weapons, and we're going to talk about drones and so forth, but let's stick for a minute to biological and chemical weapons, because actually I was interviewed several years ago on Alex Jones' show. I was the headliner that day, and I was talking about the U.S.'s biological weapons agenda, and apparently I was on for a whole hour, and apparently I upset Alex so much that he deleted the entire show off of his site. You can still find it on GCN, but he removed it and it was gone. And basically the argument that I was making is that the U.S. has a biological weapons program, an offensive program, and if you start looking at the trajectory from the attacks of September 11th forward, you can see where that particular biological weapons agenda has kind of moved to front page and center in terms of the U.S.'s weapon systems. So, the issue of whether retaining our guns will actually protect us, I believe has become a little bit of a red herring, because the level of weapons that we are now confronted with far exceed our ability to protect ourselves from with our guns. So that's kind
you're
of what I wanted
correct.
To say.
You're absolutely correct. Not to interject, but you're absolutely correct. But however, the gun is the last. I mean, street fighting, we saw this in the Iraqi war. I mean, I've spoken to many veterans. I mean, the AK-47, for instance, is the number one rifle in Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan fought off the Soviet Union for many years. They've battled the United States now for many years with all our high-tech weapons. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you, yes, our little pea shooters that we have. Yes, the government has a lot of technology, but guess what, ma'am? With all due respect, a lot of us out here in the civilian life have a lot of technology too. And but that's not what we want to get to. That's, I mean, I granted it's just a good conversation, but we don't want to have a civil war in this country, for goodness sake. But you know, but all we're trying, all I'm trying to say is, and state here with my introduction, what Alex Jones was saying was, is that the last defense is your gun. You can't throw rocks at a tank. You can't throw rocks at an SS soldier who was rounding up the Jews many years ago, or Stalin, who rounded up many Jews and many of his Russian commandants, or even Mao, that rounded up over 30 million people. They were only able to throw rocks. I would rather have an AR-15 strapped around my back and many other mechanisms also, because Americans are very resourceful people. You know, we can invent anything. I can make a bomb out of a can of a gas can, for goodness sake. Not to saying that I'm going to. I'm just saying if I had to, I could create electricity. I mean, I could draw water out of the ground if I have to by an inverter. What I'm just trying to say is that by banning people from the right to bear arms, which the Second Amendment is very clear, shall not be infringed. And people say, they're talking about muskets. No, they were not. The founding fathers were very clear. If you read just not the Constitution, but the Federalist Papers, they know about tyrannical governments. For God's sake, the English had cannons. They had rifles, long rifles, actually. It wasn't about muskets. You know, and all this other stuff. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But, ma'am, go ahead, continue bringing your point, and I'll entertain anyone else who wants to jump in. And I don't block people from jumping into the conversation, but thank you for joining in tonight. Go ahead and finish your point, please. Go ahead.
Right. So there is a reason that the attacks of September 11th were actually twinned with the anthrax attacks, which happened like about a week or 10 days later. And because of what happened in the U.S. in September of 2001, the Congress passed a bill, which we all know as the USA Patriot Act of 2001, and embedded in Section 817, and I'm giving this so everybody listening can check this, Section 817 of the USA Patriot Act is the expansion of the biological weapons statute. Now, when you read this, and you can go online to read it, you'll get down to the end. And I want to read to you what this says, because they're talking about...
Go ahead,
about,
by all means.
You know,
go ahead. That's very important.
About how
go ahead.
Dangerous, right. These dangerous weapons, they have to be controlled, biological weapons. So, whoever knowingly violates this section shall be fined as provided in this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, but the prohibition contained in this section shall not apply with respect to any duly authorized United States governmental activity. So with a stroke of the pen, the U.S. gave itself immunity from violating its own biological weapons laws. Now, it goes a little deeper than that, because the United States is also a party to the Biological Weapons Convention, which is an international convention. And lo and behold, do you think that the United States reported the change in their legislation to the BWC? Actually, they're mandated to. Any changes in legislation, biological weapons activities, et cetera, have to be reported to the international convention. They did not report the change in legislation I just read to you, and furthermore, they lied. They lied to the convention at whole as to the whole nature of our biological weapons laws, which were amended to give the U.S. immunity. Now, the whole issue of guns protecting us, is an issue that has engendered a lot of very passionate support on one side or the other. But I am maintaining that given the level of weapons that can be aimed at us, it becomes an absolute red herring. Can you shoot a germ, Joseph? Can you shoot a germ?
No, I don't. Well, I could spread a germ, I would imagine, but can I shoot one? I can't personally. Can scientists or whatever? I don't know. Understand your question. You know, maybe
well, you
other
can't.
People out there that are on the line tonight.
Is, right. So the issue is the gun is not going to protect you from biological warfare. And you know, I don't want to like hog up your show here. I've given like a couple.
No. By all means, don't take that type of attitude towards the show. I mean, I welcome everyone else if they want to challenge this caller or get you. By all means, press one now, and you'll be able to speak or talk your opinion. I kind of like skipped out of the introduction there. I usually got a whole host of people there jump in. Unless people jump in, you're on the panel, and we do have a number of people on the line here tonight. So press one. If you have an opinion about what this caller has spoken about, or if you want to talk about the Florida incident here, because I can't believe that I would not have people here pressing the number one here tonight and wanting to talk about the Florida shooting and talking about how these school shooters met with President Donald Trump and whatnot, blah, 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 and so on and so forth. So, again, here we go. Now, there you go. My caller is pressing one now. There you go. I was waiting for people to jump in here. Everyone's got a big voice, but, you know, and that's what I say. Speak up or shut up. So, go ahead. Stay on the line 541 as long as you can. And let's go to area code 203. This is in the state of Connecticut, I believe. State of Connecticut. Go ahead. Welcome to the program tonight.
This is a state of constipation. That's what it is. State of Connecticut. No, she's you know, giving a good talk, good show. That's good, you know. But she started off that, you know, we needed guns for a level playing field. I disagree with that. We don't need a level playing field. Our government is below us. They work for us. We need to triumph over the government. They're here to protect us. They're working for us. You know, we're talking about the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was put into law 45 days after the Twin Towers. Thousands of pages were written and approved in 45 days. You know, it just goes to show you, it's a put-up deal. But in any event, regarding, you know, Florida and all of that and what's happening, they're not going to take away the weapons. They're going to try. You know, recently we've got Adam Schiff there. He's had a little bit of sense of morality anyway over the past week or so. You know, as long as Mr. Schiff doesn't hit the fan, he seems to be doing a better job. But that Pelosi lady there, she's just out to lunch. But in any event, what I think Trump's going for, which reminds me of my real young youth. The crazy houses, the loony bins, they had them when I was growing up. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a cop, and I'm not a lawyer. And a cop is a cop. He's not a lawyer, not a medical professional. And I think that's exactly what needs to be done, because there are too many whacked-out people out there on the street. And the police need an out rather than arrest, a conviction, a court trial. You know, years of court appearances and everything else, just put them in a loony bin and take care of them and see what's wrong with them before they get released. Because, in other words, it's a halfway house. And you know what? I think it would be a good thing.
Well, I agree with you 100%. You know, there has to be some rehabilitation standard. A lot of these people that are locked up in these prison warehouses that we have today, which they are warehouses, are let go. And this, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't support this government. I believe the Federal Reserve runs our government and owns our economy, and our economy is what our backbone, and that's what we all live by. But that's a different show in its whole. But what Donald Trump did last night is he sat down with everyone, and what president has done that in your memory? Has sat down with victims of a crime, a mass shooting? What president has sat down with people and listened to them? Now, I know Donald Trump is just a puppet. He's just a president, and he's told what to do just like every other president. But I got to respect what I saw last night on the boob tube, okay?
Right,
or that flat
right.
screen TV I call TV. You got to respect it. I mean, the guy listened to the victims. You know, Obama didn't do that. George Bush didn't do that. Clinton didn't do that during Columbine. You know, so, you know, and I'm just letting everyone know, I'm not Republican or Democrat. I believe that they're both the two sides of the same coin. I believe that our system is hijacked. It has been hijacked since the year 1910. Okay, and people, you know, I mean, that's, like I said, a whole nother show. But at the same time, we're facing a dilemma here in this show. We're facing a dilemma here in our world today. And we're having these teeny boppers, these 16 and 17-year-olds. Oprah has donated $2.5 million, and George Clooney has donated money to these Florida students. Tell me, do you know any 16 and 15 and 17-year-olds that have a checking account? Where is this money going that they're donating? Where is this money going? Where is Oprah donating this money? Makes you wonder, who's controlling these teenagers now? Who's telling them what to say? Because the world is so sad at what happened to a lot of people. Tell me, who's controlling this money? Where is this money going, everybody? All right, area code 302.
And that's my point with the Patriot Act. They have another agenda, and you're not part of it. And that goes back to the level playing field. They're below us. We need to keep them in check. We need to protect the children. By trying to ban these weapons and everything is not protecting the children.
We need armed guards. We need armed. Let's say you go to a liquor store and you got
exactly.
a guy with a firearm. You know,
The sad part about it is, you go to a bank, you got a security guard with a gun protecting their money. You go to a school and you got
money.
Nobody. You got nobody.
Yeah, you.
Right.
Yeah. You got a guard protecting paper fake Monopoly money like it's
right,
real.
Exactly.
And you're all
right.
fooled and bamboozled. You're a bunch of dumbasses
right.
if you believe your tax dollars are paying for anything.
And that's what I see these I say kids, children talking about with Trump. They really don't know the history of what they're speaking about.
Well,
that's why it's not
being used. They don't know.
Right.
You're
exactly.
absolutely right.
Exactly.
I mean, you had one kid on there last night saying, "This the AR-15 is a war weapon, a weapon of war." No, we don't use AR-15s in the military, child. Sorry, no soldier uses AR-15. Sorry, hate to break that to you.
I have one question for you and anybody else that comes on afterwards. They're saying that they want to ban the AR-15 because it's not a hunting weapon. Well, you know what? I think it is a hunting weapon because if you're going out and you're shooting rabbits or maybe pheasants, a .223 would be the perfect choice. Because you're definitely not going to use a 30-30 or a 30-06 or anything like that. So I think a .223 would be a good choice.
All right. Well, these people don't know about .223s, AK 36mm. They don't know about it. They're teeny boppers who go on Facebook every day. And that's why I put that on Facebook, because these little Florida teens, and I want people in the chat room to help me out. Contact me on Facebook, one of these Florida teens that want to get on this radio program tonight, because I'm going to tell you right now, these little teeny boppers at the age of 16 think they know it all. They don't know anything. Anyway, area code 302, you're live on the program. Go ahead, 302.
All right, Joe. What's going on? You got a little guest there or something?
No, I don't have any guests tonight. I've got people jumping in and out. 541 dropped, but she was on. She was from Latin America. So we are worldwide. That's good to know. We got a lot of people around the world listening. But go ahead, Mandelicon. The floor is yours until I get to my next call, which is a private call. Go ahead.
Listen, let me get to some of this mental illness that the American people are suffering from. And at the current rate of penitence and beneficence, America can't be an honest broker in or outside the country to bring peace and stability anywhere on the planet. That's under the current relationship. You're incapable. You're not an honest broker. So anybody that's kidding them say, well, look, we're upholding the American. Listen to this. When your whole ideology is based on war, you're not going to have no peace and tranquility and stability. War on organized crime, war on poverty, war on literacy, war on education, war on drugs, war on terrorism. When you got these wars in your mind, everybody's a boogeyman or an evil person. Because I see poverty all over. I see miseducation all over. I see illiteracy all over. You know, I'm talking about mental illiteracy to have comprehension on what you're actually participating in, not what we're saying, you see. And then when you take two wars, that's the longest wars ever in the history of this country. That's not a war against Japan, a war of Vietnam or Korea, but a war on drugs and a war on terrorism, open-ended, that where it don't have no end. And you see the boogeyman behind every bomb or bullet or AR-15, you see. When you have ideological battles, that's mental. That's not physical. So what we are under is mental madness. It's not under no mental magic, because the first thing is help, care, and share. There's not a law or legislature or nothing on the books or out the words of people at the pulpit, putting telephone and microphone to love, care, and share. It's all, hey, look, we got to get the bad guys. And everybody, we're all bad now. We're all bad. We're all bad because you're talking about control of weapons, yet the number one proliferator of weapons from outdated World War I, World War II weapons all over the planet is this country. So you can't have it both ways, where we're going to clean up in America but saturate the rest of the world, or we're going to clean up the rest of the world but saturate America. Now, you
all
can't
right,
have
Mandela
it both
Khan,
ways.
But Mandelicon, hang on here, Mandelicon, but that's not the point we're trying to, you know. What we're talking about is a lot of these teeny boppers out there and these Facebook little puns that are out there. And I've got 443 and a private caller. I see you guys. Yeah. You will be heard. I won't screen you, but hang on. Mandelicon, you got these little guys out there that are 15, 16 years old. The world's a big place to them. And you know what? They're getting 15 minutes of fame. Like American Idol and MTV and everything else. They're getting their little team minutes, and they're yelling. Last night on CNN, Dana Loesch, who is a Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment, single white female out there who purports to say the Second Amendment, they wouldn't give her a chance to even speak. You know, but and that's why I say hats off to Donald Trump. He had a circle of people, and everyone spoke respectfully. But CNN, the progressive movement, the progressive, and Tone, I wish Tone was out here tonight. Tone, who is a progressive. These progressives are destroying the morality of no matter what we believe in today. They want government control. And like Alex Jones said, and that the last caller said, she was on Alex Jones, and she came on the program here tonight, and I thank her for her voice, area code 541. Mao took away the guns. Stalin took away the guns. Hitler took away the guns. If our government was to take away our guns and said there's a national ban on all firearms starting on March 1st, a sheriff will knock on your door and search your home, search your grounds, search your land, and you must surrender all firearms. What would you do? What would you do?
Okay, now, and you...
Mandelicon, I'm asking you a direct question, because you always say, I know what I would do. What would you do, Mandelicon?
I'm here, but see, I can't let you steer me because you got selective amnesia. So you just can't set the table the way you want it when it's not like that. What it's really like is that the American people themselves, I'm talking about cops, veterans, Crips, Bloods, y'all are out your damn mind. I'm serious. Now, we know that we ain't going to never have no overturning the system in a, what they call a coup. They call overthrowing. Now, see, that's where we got problems, because you are trying to orchestrate people having weaponry to overthrow, which is going to get everybody slaughtered, you see. And then when it comes to the federal government itself, I don't care if you got AR-15s. They got some shit that they'll put in the hands of these beasts, these gorgos, these cretins. It'll tear the whole damn house down in the block. So
all right,
don't try to...
All right, Mandelicon. Mandelicon, okay, I've got two other callers. I'm going to keep you on the panel like I always do. I want to bring you back on and revisit that point. But, Mandelicon, I want to tell you something right now, and I'm going to get to the next caller. This isn't a debate. I've spoken with a lot of people over the years. Trust me, the government, what they got, we got. Okay? Not me, but I've seen people who've got a lot better technology. So anyway, private caller, and then 443. Go ahead, private caller, go ahead.
Hetapu, is that me?
That's you. You're a private caller tonight.
Oh.
Yes, that is you. Go ahead.
Hi, Chief Honorable Brother Joe Gibson, my noble Supreme High Commander, Honorable Brother Mandelicon, and all the family and friends. I am Angel Lady Love, listener, inspired friend, emissary, Angela Del Philly. First of all, this is an agenda. We're being duped. 2018 is the year that all lead is to be taken. There's not supposed to be any bullets sold with lead in it. Lead under mayoclinic.org and under several of the URL says that it causes adults to get libido and mental instability. What they're not telling you, but slowly they are, anyone that picks up a gun, shoots guns with this lead, it affects their born and unborn children. Heretofore, why the surge of autism, or if you will, Asperger's syndrome, and I can give more details. The other variable is, again, 2018, selling lead in the bullets, but you have already hoarded a lot of bullets.
But hang on a second.
Hang on.
Can I ask you a question real quick? I have two children. I grew up sleeping with a 30-06 above my head on a gun rack, and I used to go out into the woods every day shooting this gun. I shot a 22, a 410, and a 20-gauge. Those are the guns that were in the log cabin of my grandmother. And I shot them pretty much every day for about 4 months. My children are not disformed. I'm not disformed. I'm okay. Can you relate to that anyway? Can you give me an explanation why?
Because, first of all, I don't wish you any harm. But what I am saying is if you see any kind of situation or what do they call it, problems in remembering and the like, don't run to your nearest doctor. They're jokesters. They need studies. 75% of all medical doctors do studies. That's where they make their money. They want people to be sick. I've worked for them. I've worked for the top ones throughout this whole country. But more emphatically, the key here is we've got to stop taking their vaccinations. All of this is causing this autism variable. And the main thing is Wi-Fi. The real epidemic is what? Sugar, diabetes. I have facts, truth, and information. And all of the security panels and the like at the airports, you know of those and the various governmental buildings. But more emphatically, we're doing it to ourselves. A lot of people think it's a badge of heroism when they have the doctor tells them that they need to get their knees or hips replaced. No, they are feeling the most excruciating pain because they're going in and out of these security panels. Anyone that goes to a Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, all of those places have these security panels. It's worse than sitting in a microwave oven. And unlike going to the airport.
I agree with you there. And we do need to talk about this on a further show. You and I have spoken privately on this.
Well, we really do.
So I don't want to go too far away from the topic.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I have to go where you take me. But I'm begging you. This event with these children, okay? I have written a flyer, one-page flyer about this way back in the 90s into the top of the 21st century. Guns don't kill people. As you had pointed out, the Third Reich, they took guns from people and other ways of protecting oneself. But we have to be careful. These degenerates open up jails, open up the various zoo places and plant wild animals into neighborhoods that don't normally have wild animals, even the bears. And we're under a program of hypnotism. Now, talking about the Patriot Act, President George W. Bush was in total violation when he did that. But he thought out of fear,
yes,
we would do and go along.
No, ma'am, we would let him go along with it.
I got to tell you this part. Anybody that thinks that President Obama was a good president, he had every ability to not reinstate the Patriot Act. Acts are temporary. But that worst president of ours, President Obama, reinstated the Patriot Act. He even gave away cars that weren't trucks that weren't even made in the United States of America and said that the Taliban and the rest of them loved those, what was it, over 160,000 of them overseas? And I can give more details. Guns, we're not supposed to kill anybody. Thou shalt not kill. And by the way, I took the oath of office entry level as an E5 for the United States Army Armed Services Reserve. I never picked up a bullet, never shot a gun.
Okay, time permitting, please. Just, I got to get to 443. Stay on the line, please. I got to, because he's been waiting so long. So I got to get to him. Like I said, I'd give you the floor any time for like an hour straight, but you got to talk to me privately. But, all right, go ahead, 443. Go ahead and stay on the panel, everyone, please. Go ahead, 443, because I know you've been waiting a while. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, what I wanted to say is that first of all, Donald Trump, I don't agree with Trump that our teachers need to have guns in the school. Sorry,
Brother Mercy, stop right there. All due respect, Brother Mercy. He didn't say all teachers. He said some teachers. And he said if teachers couldn't do
hold on. No teacher should have guns, okay? Because we're teachers.
Why not?
Because we're teachers.
Not, Brother Mercy?
Hold on. Come out. When you go into a bank...
It's okay for a teacher to stand in front of a student that's getting shot and get killed?
Let me finish. You go into a bank, you don't expect the clerk to have a gun, okay? Because they're there to do their job, okay? They have guards to have guns to do their job.
What about a pilot in an airport?
Okay, you have security. Hold on. But you have security for that. You have agents for that.
No, pilots carry guns, Brother Mercy. Pilots carry guns, Brother Mercy.
I know that, but you act like, okay, but hold on. The pilot should be flying the plane, okay? He needs to focus on flying the plane.
What, you can't do two things at once, Brother Mercy?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Listen, Joseph.
All right, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The pilot is in the cockpit, okay? He's supposed to be flying the plane, okay? You should have agents, which they do, secret federal agents, that fly on the plane with the customers. That's what you do.
They beef up security.
That's what you do. You don't arm the people that's there to do a job. You get people in there to have special training. People said a sheriff. People said you can have security guards. I mean, there's all kinds of security that you have. You got security at the mall.
I agree with you 100%.
You got security at the bank.
You started out, Brother Mercy, hang on. You started out blaming Donald Trump, saying he said all teachers.
I do.
You want to know why?
Because he could write a bill to beef up security at our schools. Okay? You can write a bill to beef up security at our schools. The bottom line. That's all you have to do.
Hang on, Brother Mercy. I want to have an interesting dialogue with you here, and then I'm going to get to 336-817. Hang on, Brother Mercy. This is what Donald Trump said the other day. Let's not twist his words around. He said, teachers, if they want to, if teachers are qualified to, and also, what about extra resource officers, retired military, retired police officers, people. Listen, a gentleman is not going to walk into a school knowing that there is an armed guard sitting there waiting to greet him. Nobody walks into an airport to shoot up an airport because they know they won't get very
That's right.
far. Tell me something,
That's right.
Brother Mercy. How many police stations, and you know as well as I do, Brother Mercy, even if they're wrong, how much anger people hate the police today. But how many police stations have been shot up in the last 5 years, 20 years? I'm going to tell you right now, zero. Zero. You want to know why? When you walk into a police station, every single person that works there has a gun on their side. You're not going to get very
right.
far, will you? So
that's
it's
right.
common
and that's why,
freaking
and that's,
sense.
And that's why they're doing schools, because there are no guns.
That's right. It's a gun-free zone. It's a gun-free zone. Hey, I'm a criminal. Guess what? If you said this is a larceny-free zone, I'd go steal everything I can get. It's a gun-free zone. And if I'm a mental reject who wants to kill people, guess what? Where I'm going? A gun-free zone. So, yes, the right, the thing, the smart thing to do is arm people. It's and listen, let's look at history. History.
Not only not only that, it's their,
it's
their legal right to arm themselves.
Hang on, they have a legal right. You're right, absolutely correct, and that's right. I have one too, Brother Mercy. You have one too. It doesn't matter what the government says. It says in the Second Amendment, your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. End of story. Okay. Now, Brother Mercy, you're a Bible scholar. You know the Bible. You know God would be against something like this. God, you know, come on now. Come on, Brother Mercy, where do you stand on this school stance? I want to know. I want to hear your opinion, and then I got 336-817, and I'll leave you on with the rest of the panel. But go ahead, Brother Mercy. I want to hear your opinion. How do you think we should protect schools today?
I think Congress needs to write a bill to beef up security at our schools. Just like this government goes all the way across to Vietnam to protect the South Vietnamese with our army, that our young people risk their lives to protect other people in other countries, but we can't protect our schools. Whatever. We can do it. They can write a bill to pay people to defend our schools, and it will create jobs for people. It will be, first, for economic reasons, and second, our schools will be safe. So basically, all you have to do is write a bill to protect our schools. That's it. Get more serves.
Brother Mercy, let me ask you a question. Why isn't this an individual county problem? Why does it have to be a federal problem? Why can't states, and you're a states' rights advocate, why don't the states take individual action against this? Why can't they? Why
is
the federal government
got
to be involved?
I know, but the point is, Trump spoke on the issue, so it should really be a state issue. But since Trump spoke on it, then since he has an opinion on it, sometimes when you got an opinion, you're in leadership, you got to write the check.
All right, well, let me ask you this, Brother Mercy, again. This is my common sense reform. This is my common sense bill and what I would propose to everyone before I get to my next caller. This is what I would do. I would say we need our schools to have secured entrances and exits, okay? And I would say that I would reach out to every individual in the community and local community and train someone who retired military, retired police officers, or active police officers, auxiliary police officers that do traffic control. Make sure they monitor our schools every day during the school year. That means for every 500 school classmates, you have one security guard. It's shown, the Department of Justice has shown, that it's good to have one armed guard, and they do this during football games. basketball games, baseball games, hockey games. For every 1,000 people that enter the stadium, they have one armed guard. Because one armed guard can control a mass of 1,000. Because one man with a gun can control 1,000 without a gun. Okay? So when one individual walks in there and wants to hurt someone, that one individual is there to stop and put down. Now, again, real quick before I get to my next caller, I'm going to get to him right now. I just want to make one comment. That coach that put his body, he shielded his body in front of students, in front of the students that day, and lost his life. And guess what? That coach was a gun owner. But you know what? That gun owner wasn't allowed to bring his licensed concealed carry gun to school because it's a gun-free zone. Now, if that coach was allowed, that coach, I don't have his name, folks. Maybe you can put it up in the chat room. But that, we all know about it. If you've been watching the news, you know about it. That coach, if he was able to bring his pistol to school that day, guess what? That son of a bitch Cruz, that son of a bitch, wouldn't have been able to shoot anymore because he would have been able to pull out his gun and shoot that bastard dead. And he wouldn't have lost his life either.
But let me comment before you go on to the next caller.
All right, I will. But because he wasn't allowed to bring his gun to a gun-free zone, guess what? He's dead. Yeah, he's a hero. We all love him. Yeah, God bless you, sir. You know what? Shame on the laws of this country and you progressives. You progressive out there, because that man should have had the right to protect himself. He should have had the right to protect himself, and everyone has the right to protect yourself. Government doesn't even give you the right to protect yourself. God gives you that right. Okay. My caller on the
one
line before I get to 336. Go ahead.
One comment. Yeah. You know, we're all talking about this. We're all up in the air over it. As you said, they met with Trump and everything. It took them 45 days to write 2,000 pages and pass the Patriot Act. Everyone in America, you should be calling, you should be emailing your non-representing representatives. Get them off their big, fat asses and do something.
That's right.
Fire them.
That's right. That's right. I agree 100%.
They need to be fired.
I agree. I promise to get to this caller, guys. I promise. Everyone's on the panel still, but I got to get to 336. Go ahead, 336-817. Go ahead. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I think everyone's bringing up points, and, you know, with the armed teachers and armed guards, whatever, at schools. The problem with the school, like the size that one was shot up last week, is that is a very, very large school. Do you know how many officers they would have to hire to cover that school? And that's why Trump was given the option for teachers, volunteered teachers, to go through proper training once every 3 months. They have to keep going to carry a concealed weapon. Nobody in the school wouldn't even know they had a gun. That would be part of the deal. So I don't see no big deal with that. Nobody would know they had a gun. But you know what? That one teacher may stop this from happening again because it takes first responders 5 to 10 minutes to get there. And if you got one armed security guard, he's on the other side of that damn school, it may take him 20 minutes to walk over there. That's why they need to be many all over the place. And the whole issue is the left insisted
on – Hang on, Leroy.
Yeah, I know.
Hang
the
on,
left
Leroy.
Insisted on – go ahead.
I said, Leroy, I said it takes one officer per 1,000 people, remember? It takes one officer,
and that's how
they do it in stadiums, you know, and football stadiums and baseball stadiums, one officer per 1,000 people. You're absolutely right. That school was very large, so they needed more than one freaking resource officer, you know?
Exactly. I was standing at the other opposite side of the door because the kid was the next student there. He knew exactly where he was going to be at and when and how to do it. You know, the problem, the left insisted on everyone changing the way we raise our children years ago. They kept insisting we were doing it wrong. Now they're desperately trying to seek new laws to stop the monsters they made. You know, and nobody's going to be listening to these 15, 16-year-olds that were eating Tide Pods last week with their scripts that CNN's giving them on TV to say. Go back to eating your Tide Pods. You know, that's what you kids are good at. You have no life experience. You don't pay no bills. You have never done anything in your life to contribute to society. Shut up and go about your business the way you're supposed to, because the stuff they are spewing was supposed to be non-political. But what one of the kids say, Marco Rubio, when I look at you, I look like, I see the face of you looking down an AR-15.
Oh,
what the hell,
Lord,
kind of
I'm
shit
glad
is
you
that?
Brought that up. Oh, my God. I'm
that
glad
is
you
so
brought that up.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a freaking program? Did someone tell him to say that or what?
Exactly. And
say that or what?
One of them actually admitted that they were handed something from CNN to say. And, you know, it's bull crap. These kids ain't speaking. These kids couldn't hardly spell their name yet, and they're writing these speeches? My ass.
That's
tell
right.
Me, eat a Tide Pod.
It's
that's
a
right.
Program.
And guys, I want to call
their
this
agenda.
Sheriff, folks. Guys, before this night's over, I want to call that sheriff that went that laid into Dana Lash. What's that sheriff's name? I want to know that sheriff's name and contact information. I'm looking it up now. If anyone can help me out here, Broward Sheriff, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to get his name, and I need the phone number for that sheriff's department in Broward, Florida. I want to call them live on the air tonight. I want to call them because that sheriff right there, if they, Leroy, if you heard that exchange about Dana Lash, who is a very good woman. She's a single mom, and she's a victim, actually, of gun violence, and she's an advocate of the Second Amendment. And I'm going to tell you right now, I respect her so much, and I would love to get her on this radio program. I would love to get her on, and I'm trying. I will try. But that sheriff who tried to embarrass her, he failed. He failed, and I've got some questions written out for that little son of a bitch. So the Broward County Sheriff's Office, if I can get a phone number in the chat room from anyone, I will call them live. I will call them live. If anyone can get me their phone number, someone can help me out here in the chat room. I need the Sheriff County. I need the Sheriff County. Let's see here. I'm trying to look it up myself as I speak today. If anyone can help me out there with intelligence in the chat room, I'd help it. They usually do that. I'd like the sheriff's office phone number, and I want to call them live on my radio show tonight and ask them what the hell's going on here. And that CNN interview, I'd like to question them about that CNN interview. So if anyone's got a comment here to talk while I look that up, if anyone can help me here
in
the chat room, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I feel that you all are disregarding. I think we're disregarding. We're falling into the trap. This is a staged, orchestrated, activated, presented event. All of you are talking about guns. You're not talking about the even on February 2nd, I think it was the 2nd of February. I can be corrected because I don't have February the 1st of this year. Remember all those GOP senators, and they had a private train that was taking them to somewhere in Virginia for a retreat, and the train derailed. One person was killed. It may have been more than that, but that's all they told us. And many times that they report someone's killed doesn't mean that they really died. By the time they get them to the hospital, they need that very person for their organs. No one's paying attention. These people eat organs of real human beings, and they transplant them. At the top of 2014 or 15, actually, our scientists said that they can transplant pigs' organs into human and humankind. That means anybody that eats pork is a cannibal. That's how they have genetically engineered the pig. Add that to the fact that the very train derailment in Philadelphia, that would have been May 12, 2015. The man's name, he sounds like he's from the Ukraine, Russia, and he was the engineer. And at that very time, in real time, a man jumped in front of the camera with an Amtrak personnel and said that the train had derailed 50 yards from hitting a fuel tanker. It was supposed to be a bigger explosion. That man
was actually trying to commit suicide. Let me ask you a question here. Hang on. Let me just get back to the facts here at the case.
Hang on.
What I'm trying to tell you is that the sheriff's office was warned 39 times about this shooter. And I want to call the sheriff's office and ask them, why were they called to Mr. Cruz's residence 39 times? And no red flag. I mean, because we're all concentrating on the AR-15, that mean, dirty rifle, you know? But wait a second here. Why did this sheriff in Florida, his deputies visit this cuckoo house, this cruise, 39 times and not do anything about it?
You want me to tell you all you want.
But I want people in the chat room to give me this sheriff's office number. I need it. I want to call him live on the air. I'm trying to get it right now as we speak.
Do you tell me and then speak.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't necessarily, I mean, you can have security guards, but there are also other alternatives. You can have metal detectors. You can go into a whole security camera.
The metal detectors, especially the ones that are making people sick.
Let me finish.
You don't get it.
Let me finish.
Well, do your homework.
Let him finish, please. I feel,
and you know, our kids have something to complain about. Let's not minimize their complaint. Because let's face it, it's safer to ride a plane than to go to school. Let's face it. I mean, you get on a plane, they touch you up and down. They take off your shoes. They make you take off your shoes. They pass you through two or three metal detectors. They make you take your purse and everything. They do all this, you know, to catch a plane, you know, to buy a plane ticket. So all I'm saying is we can have more security at our I have a metal detector in my school. We need metal detectors in every school. We need metal detectors in every school. We need cameras. And we need things like that to keep this stuff going on. So I think we got cameras even in casinos. We got cameras in casinos. If you do something in a casino, I swear to goodness, break a law in a casino. You see what happens to you. Break a law in a casino. They will catch you
Hi, Chief Brother Joe Gibson. May I interject while he's saying that? Because he's out of order.
Well, hang on. Let him finish.
I can give you the facts about it. Well, he's definitely finished.
Everybody.
What's wrong?
Go ahead, Brother Murphy.
And the running back, remember the running back for the Baltimore Ravens? When he hit that girl, man, they had him in 20 different angles. When he did it, they replayed it 1,000 times.
Exactly.
And that's why he was programmed to stand in front of the camera. You don't get it. They can stage events in front of cameras.
Right.
They
did,
have
did
all
he
of you
finish?
Hypnotized.
Did he finish? Hang on. Did
I hope
finish,
he is, because he's telling people lies.
All I'm saying is, trust me.
He didn't do his
go in the casino. Look, they in the casino, they watch everything and they monitor everything in a casino.
Of course.
And
all
so
right,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Right. I'm getting a little off guard here. Come on now.
That's all I'm saying.
Do they watch and go home? May I interject something about these kinds of devices?
Go ahead, interject. You get 1 minute. I need the number for the sheriff's office. I'm
can
to get it now
stage, orchestrate right. everything in front of cameras. The fact remains the cameras is what's making everyone right. sick. If the teachers were teaching truth, they tell you that we are the government. Our employees are supposed to ask us what do we want to need. And the fact remains is, I already told you what lead bullets cause, and this year they're not supposed to have lead in
bullets.
Yeah,
so we know.
Wait, we're not supposed to eat them either.
We don't want to talk about the lead in the bullets right now. Right now we're talking about gun control.
No.
You know, that's all well and fine. We can discuss that in the future.
Again,
hey, Joe.
But the lead in the bullets did not make Nicholas Cruz kill 17 people. okay?
Hey, and Joe. Say his name again. At the airport in Florida, same, just the other year, all the people that are doing this and have been in our armed services have Hispanic last names. Now, you can say, she shouldn't say that. I'm telling you.
I don't know about that now.
Hello?
Well, his middle name was Jesus.
These things are staged, orchestrated, activated, presented.
I can't buy into that.
I didn't ask you to. I did my homework. I come with facts, but you talk over me every time I'm about to bring you some facts.
I'm talking over you. I'm giving you time to speak.
The real problem, sir, has been, first of all, you're not paying attention in the schools when they've had these police with guns and security.
I've got another caller here. Guys, I keep you on the panel, but we can't talk. I'm not going to be CNN, everyone yelling at each other like a tribe. Okay? Area code 302-761. You're live on Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which you live in today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Jalal, and I think your conversation is interesting, but I see that, you know, most of the things that I heard and I just tuned in are really off the point. And, you know, I say it's off the point because, for number one, you know, mental illness, this is not an army of mental ill people who's getting ready to attack our schools all across the country. I don't think that there's a plot among the illness people to design such a plot. Plus, I don't think that the schools should arm any teachers and talk about security guards and, you know, anything relating to guns, because it's really not a gun problem.
No.
I think that, you know, cameras, metal detectors, all that ain't nothing but just smoke screen for us. And we're going to have to use our intelligence here in this type of situation, because none of us are talking about the causes.
Can I go after him?
Well, hang on. Can I, as the host of this program, interject, sir, and please don't go nowhere. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I'll let you finish, but I'd like to be able to respond to you,
okay? Go ahead.
Okay, I need you to respond, because we're talking about what caused terrorist attacks, and we want to know, why is it that we have to defend ourselves against some unknown force that may come at us when we may be causing it? And where do we see America going wrong? Where do we see ourselves going wrong to cause this kind of, you know, attack, unknown, in this kind of method? And, you know, I wanted to chime in to see, you know, your thoughts.
Chugging the kids.
Well, hang on. Before my panel jumped in here, sir, what do you think is the solution, in your opinion? We always examine the problem. We know the problem. We know what's going on, and you just analyze it yourself. What is your opinion? How do we fix this problem, sir? Give me a quick answer, if you can, within the next 1 or 2 minutes. Give me an answer. How do we solve this problem?
I'm not going to, you know, be able to try to take a minute like that, but I understand what you're saying. But the problem is that America has to look at what it's doing all over the world and to examine a self-examination, because America never wants to accept any guilt on its part of anything. So, you know, to think about a clear slate, we're going to have to think about, you know, a self-examination of what we are doing in the world, even in all of our relationships, here in America and abroad.
You need, hang on, a self-examination as we, as a people, as a whole? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That our policies are wrong?
I'm saying white America because, see, I'm an African American. I'm African in America. And these shooters, you know, a lot of times we see them shooting, and they're shooting, you know, white young people. We might get caught up every now and then, but the point is they're not shooting at us. So that means that you, as a white American, if you are, you need to examine that. Why is it that a individual would go berserk and his concentration would be concentrating totally on the destruction of himself?
You are absolutely correct, but let me throw one back at you. Why in most African American communities gun violence is bizarre? Chicago, the largest murder rate in the country. New York City.
Okay, now you want to change the subject when we haven't even dealt with what I say. I don't mind.
It's gun violence. It's gun violence, sir. We're talking.
Okay, now look, man. Okay, you talk about gun violence, and you know that we don't produce no guns. America is the biggest gun runner in the world. So when you get to talking about guns in our neighborhood, you got to know that it's a plot and it's a scheme to have us kill each other off if it's possible.
Okay.
So we know about your guns.
Who's in charge of this scheme, sir? Who's in charge of this scheme? You just said it's a scheme. Who's in charge of this scheme, you think?
Your president is the leader of it. Look like
my president,
look like,
Donald Trump is in charge of killing African Americans throughout the country.
No, man. Let's don't take it out of context.
Let's
try to stay on course here because
Hang on, wait a minute.
I wanted to talk to you, men, about the situation, because you're running talking about mental illness and all these other smokescreen ideas, which are not geared to solve no problem, but to create more smoke. And I try to come in and give you a sense of reasoning so that we can examine our situation, because if you don't examine it, you don't have no right to speak. And
sir, hang on before I get to someone who wants to ask you a direct question, sir. We do this every Thursday at 6 p.m., and I believe you're a very intelligent caller, I believe you're very jaded on your opinion. I believe you are. Okay, I believe you are. That's my opinion at what you have said so far. Hang on. Leroy has something to say to you. Panel, stay open, panel, but be respectful to everybody. Go ahead, Leroy, real quick. What do you want to say to this caller?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, I agree with him. We got to examine ourselves. There's no doubt about that. But we need a fix, and we need a fix now. The fix can't take 30 years because it took 30 years to create the problem we have now. And Let me say what I got to say.
Please.
All right. And Trump touched off on something last night or yesterday that really is the truth, and I've been preaching it for quite a long time now. They did away with all these mental institutions that they would send people like this sick kid in Florida to have them examined and everything like that. There is no more. They need to bring them back because why? He hasn't done nothing wrong. You find that you need to be the first one in there thinking that cameras kill you, because George Burns lived to be 100 years old. He's in front of a camera every day of his life. But anyway, you can't throw somebody just because he has guns and he makes bad comments in jail. You can't do that. He has not broken no law. You can't, because kids don't like him. You can't throw him in jail. But however, you can send him to a mental institution to be properly examined. The problem with mental institutions is so many. Go in front of a
all
camera
right,
for a
guys.
Little while. Do something. Jesus.
Please. All right. Leroy, obviously
no one's
going to get
psychology. Psychology is a soft science, sir. They'll tell you themselves.
Cool.
They're the ones hypnotizing people.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We've all been hypnotized since 1960.
Well, no, you must have.
I want to get to the other caller here, area code 302. I want to ask him, again, what is the solution? He said examine ourselves. That was a good idea. But how do we examine ourselves as a whole? If we're going to alienate ourselves between African American and white America and Hispanic America, we're never going to get anywhere. So, area code.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hey, man. Hey.
Go ahead, sir.
You're absolutely right because, you know, it's not African people who are creating the discord. We don't have no control. Look like of our own destiny, man. We don't. We are the lowest of the totem pole here in a nation that we help to build and to help to keep operating right now. So when you really look at us, man, we don't see laws being made to. The law is already on the books.
Thank you.
As citizens and equal protection and due process. But when you look at equal protection and due process, hey, man, we haven't been included in that as it relates to our life and our destiny. So in any way, we have to look at, you know, we think that we are the extreme ally for America because of what we have contributed to this country. I'm talking about life, blood, sweat, fighting, and dying and building and working and cleaning and cooking.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Amen to that.
Now, America should be looking at every way they possibly could to honor African people for their contribution to this great country that we allow, you can say European invaders to come in here and destroy our lifestyle and our future.
Hang on a second. I agree with you. Hang on, sir. Let's have a dialogue here. European invaders. What do you mean by European invaders? What did they invade? The Mongolians?
You know about,
did they invade the Mongolian Indians? Is that what you're talking about?
Sometimes I make a mistake. I'm off course here because we don't need to be discussing, you know, that because that's back in the past. We need to stay on course here with where we are with these criminal actions.
That's
that
right. You're absolutely correct. And this is what I want to do, sir. Sir, hang on, everyone. I want to give everyone here, since we're running out of time, and everyone, I want to continue this conversation next week at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I invite everyone back again, but I want to give everyone 1 minute and 30 seconds to have their say real quick, before we run out of time and they cut us off, okay? So everyone stay on the panel and respect everyone's opinion as they give their final thoughts. Area code 203, Meredith, Connecticut, Pit Banker. Go ahead.
I got nothing to say. I'm still sick, so I just need to sit here and listen for the rest of the show.
All right. You have the flu, but all right. Well, thank you. I hope you feel better. Area code 302, 1 minute, 30 seconds. Go ahead. Mandela time. Go ahead.
All right. Let me say this. I don't care how long I want to talk or how short I talk. Until freedom, justice, and total independence is in this land, and we can honor the other people's sovereignty and integrity, dignity, and independence, and their right to sovereignty, not being invaded, there's no one right. I don't care who comes to the pulpit, put on the telephone or microphone and talk about, well, I know this, I got this, I'm that, I'm this and that. If we, the people, by the people, for the people, are not in control of the tyrant, nobody is right. And we have to have freedom, justice, and total independence to where people can go unhindered, unfettered, east, west, north, and south, people and people without titles and people without borders. Now, I know it's going to be difficult to get some of us there because we always got this honor and this pledge to where God and country is everything and no place else means nothing. But don't you see how you're imploding on yourself? You're imploding on yourselves and leading the explosions against the human family. So I don't care who talks, including me. You can act like, well, I'm right. I know this.
Look out the streets and see how many of us care about the next person, the next neighbor, the people across the street, around the corner, or the people in the next municipality, county, city, state. We don't give a damn. We talk a lot of shit, but when it comes to the proof is in the pudding, our actions speak so loud, I can barely hear a goddamn word anybody's saying. So I rest the case right there.
All right, Madelkin, thank you very much. All right, private caller, go ahead. 1 minute, 30 seconds, and I'll go down the line. Everybody gets the last voice on this show because I love when everybody speaks. Go ahead. That's you, Angel.
Is that me?
1 minute, 30 seconds. Yes, okay. You. Go ahead.
Again, they've had armed personnel with bullets and guns in the schools. I've seen a lot of aberrations. They're not trained how to talk to children. Even this gun at a shooting range, I forget which city and state it was, and the little girl was shooting the gun, and then she turned around and shot the instructor because he touched her legs. No one's taught how to train children. The teachers are teaching you all lies. Mm-hmm. We're people of the law. The Declaration of Independence, please read it. The consent of the government. We the people are the government, not our employees. And they have set an agenda, and all of you have fallen for it. Please do your homework. The key here is when I'm talking about these security panels, look it up. You have internet and computer. I don't. And I have done my homework. It's worse than going into a microwave oven for the customers as well as their employees. What happens when you put aluminum foil or any kind of metal into a microwave oven and turn it on? And we don't take off our jewelry or any of that. I can give more details. We're naturally electrical beings, and all this artificial stuff is accumulating in our bodies. They showed in Philadelphia Children's Hospital, June of last year, the Children's Hospital doctor said since 2014 they noticed all these Caucasian children. Once they learn to walk, by the time they're three, they're getting paralyzed. They're not going to unparalyze them as I was able to do after I was paralyzed 2-3 days and three nights in the beginning
Angela,
of the 90s.
20 seconds. Go ahead. 20 seconds, please, quickly.
Again, we are being duped. We don't need guns. Guns only shoot somebody if a person pulls the trigger. It's about we're supposed to have life and have it more abundantly. And I can talk about the illegal, undocumented European invaders that brought all this lead poisoning here. Stop eating soy. It's in all of your ingredients. Soy was originally planted to remove the heavy metals from the soil. It has not stopped doing it. They are giving everyone an idea
of that. Angel Lady Love, I got to cut you off. I got to give everyone an equal amount of time. Brother Mercy, go ahead. If there's any extra time, I'll give it to everyone. Brother Mercy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say definitely what we need to do is definitely have more funding into security, you know, whether that's cameras, whether that's security guards, whatever the case may be, at our schools, because, you know, we have more security inside banks, inside casinos, inside different places, even airports. Airports is very secure these days. I mean, my goodness, it's hard to go in the airport and do something crazy. So what I'm saying is we need more security. Also, we do need to do a self-evaluation, like the man talked about. Whether that's mental health, whether that's counseling, and whether that's funding into honoring African Americans. You know, this is Black History Month, February, so I think we should do more honoring with that. But honoring should go with a check and not just words, because that's what's happening. You know, America just said, oh, great, black people, you've done a great job, you know, but ain't no reparations being handed out. So I say it's good to say I'm sorry when you get into a car accident, but it's also good to contact your insurance company so you can pay for the damages. So there's no damages being paid for. So I say this to address the shooting. I think we need more security. But bottom line, we need more security at the schools, and I think we can secure our children, and I think we should keep our children safe. I think our children deserve to be safe while they go learn.
Okay, Brother Mercy, thank you. I got Leroy and then 302. Leroy, go ahead real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get this all in. You know, I get tired of hearing it called assault rifle. Assault is an action. It's not a type of gun. You assault people. You use a gun to assault somebody. But there's no such thing as assault
rifle. I'll give it to everyone.
You know,
okay.
Clinton.
I'll give it to everyone.
Clinton.
I promise. Sorry, Leroy.
Clinton
sorry,
banned,
I apologize. Go ahead.
Clinton banned assault rifles, supposedly assault rifles, in the 90s, and they realized, hey, nothing happened. There was just more murders coming on with handguns and everything else. So they undid the ban. And for everyone that I've seen one comment the other day, that we just need to love people more. Well, that's fine and dandy, but tell that person coming to do the home invasion in your house while you're home with your kids that you love them. Maybe they should leave. That's not going to work. You're dead, okay? Get a gun. Shoot them before they do that. Real simple. And another thing that went around from Mayor Doomberg up in New York last week, he tweeted out something about 18 school shootings, most ever since this early in the year, blah, blah, blah. That is a flat-out lie, first of all. They included things in their statistics that in a gun training school down in Texas, a gun actually went off and the bullet went through the window. They considered that a school shooting. And now you got all these little damn teeny boppers that all believe all these stars that retweeted it. You got these dumbasses in Hollywood retweeting stuff they don't know. George Clooney giving them $500,000 to march on Washington when their asses should be in school. It's sad. United States is in the top 3 or 4 tier in gun violence in the world. You take Chicago, New York, and L.A. out of that, we're at the bottom of the list. So go figure. And you can't make comments on cameras that's an inanimate object causing people to have cancer. They don't transmit. They don't do nothing. It's just like a rock sitting there. They receive. I realize that the scanners and stuff ain't good for you. You shouldn't be walking into them, 300 times a day. But they're nothing like a microwave oven. But too much of anything is you could die from drinking too much water. So, I mean, it's you got to understand how things work.
Area code 302. Area code 302. I'll give you 90 seconds, and then I'll have my closing before they shut us down tonight. Go ahead, 302. New caller, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard from him before. So go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we just understand this, man, as African-Americans here, that America has been a promise denied to us. And Dr. King, he even mentioned, a blank check. And he said to America, just own up to what you promised us. And America seemed not to understand that language. And the same thing with Malcolm X, who said that America is the only country in the world that could solve its problem without a violent revolution. All they have to do is give us and allocate what they owe us, what they stole from us, and what they took.
Give it back.
All right.
Yeah,
well, let him
that's
speak.
Right.
Let him speak. Let
that's
him speak.
Right.
Let him speak. Go ahead.
And we're not asking for anything that is not due to us. America wouldn't have anything that it has if it hadn't been for us doing what we've done, whether it's through slavery or whatever. America is in a position because of the African-American. We are the greatest ally here, and we're being denied, and we got to correct that goddamn shit.
All right, well, okay. All right, listen, everybody. Next Thursday, we'll continue this conversation because it's a large conversation, but guys, you're going to need to call in. And I don't have to rush you then. I don't have to rush you, and you get to say what you got to say. And I'll bring Dr. Peter Ventura on. I'll bring a couple other doctor and theology professors on if you're well. I'm inviting the people back here who are on the panel tonight. I'm inviting you back next Thursday at 6 p.m. If you don't show up, then that's on you. But we're going
to
still have the conversation.
Sundays,
I used to do a show on Sundays. I may do that in the future. As of right now, it's only on Thursday, okay? Okay? So
hey,
I'll just let you know.
Yeah, let me make one call before I go, man.
All right, go ahead. Hang on. Before you go, I want to ask you, are you going to come back next Thursday? I'm interested in having dialogue with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We were MandelaCon. Wherever MandelaCon is, that's where we are.
All right, then. I got his word. He'll be here. And MandelaCon is always here. I know that for a fact. So that's great news. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Finish your – go ahead. You get a minute. Go ahead. You got something to say? Go ahead.
Let me
jump in here about this Black Panther. We all revolutionaries now. And we all Black Panthers now. I know Superman, Spider-Man, and Batman was a fictitious Hollywood of superhero. And I know that this guy come up with this Hollywood thing called the Black Panther, right? And we got everybody all scattered around trying to, well, what is it? Is it the revolution or is it the Black Panther Party? No. This
well, there's
is
a plan
the
that there's no gays in the movie. Hang on, Mendelicon. There's a plan that there's no gays in the movie.
it's ironic that you would bring that up at this late date, but that's a low blow right there. Now, let me get on the point here because I know we're running out of time. Now, here's something extraordinary. We got 75% of the people are workers and poor peasants under class in this country, not race, right? So the real superheroes on the ground will be those who can bring in freedom, justice, and total independence for everybody, or freedom and justice and independence for nobody. Because remember, superheroes got vast powers that not only stretch in their own little municipality, county, city, state, and nation. The superheroes, they got vast powers that cover nation and nation and nation. What that means is that physically, we must get into mind control, because right now we under mind mental madness. So in mind control, we get concerned about someone cares. Because see, right now we all under kill or be killed.
They're going to cut us off any minute, Mendelicon. So I just want to plug the show here real quick. Everyone, please join us next Thursday. Everyone, Mendelicon will be there. He always is. My new caller here, the area. I don't have his area code here right now. You join me next Thursday. And Brother Mercy, I need you, Brother Mercy. I love having dialogue with you. And, of course, Leroy and Bitbanker and all the others that were on the line tonight. Listen, everybody, God bless. Take care. I hope you're alive and well to join in next week, because it's good to hear from you. I wish you no harm. God bless. Take care. Good night, everybody.